AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The Edmonton Oilers have fallen one game short of the NHL's all-time longest winning streak. The Oilers' 16-game streak ended in a 3-1 loss in Las Vegas to the defending Stanley Cup champion Golden Knights as Chandler Stephenson broke a 1-1 tie with an early third-period goal. William Karlsson then assured the 1992-93 Pittsburgh Penguins' 17-game winning streak would remain the league record when he scored an empty netter in the final minute. Chris Knobloch's team had not lost since December 19th, back in 2023.
For us, just missed opportunities, whether it was goalposts or their goalie coming up big or missing a, you know, maybe an empty net. But I think the chances were there. It was probably one of our better games that we'd played in the last probably 2 or 3 weeks.
We'll have more on the NHL later on. The Oilers Golden Knights is only the second most significant sporting event going on in Vegas. Super Bowl 58 on Sunday is just 4 days away. The Chiefs and 49ers are busily preparing for their rematch of Super Bowl 54. As usual, the biggest spotlight is on the quarterbacks. For Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes, it's his fourth Super Bowl in the last 5 seasons.
You strive to be great. But you understand how hard it is to even be in this game. And for us to be in my fourth one and my 6 years of starting, it truly is remarkable. And I don't take it for granted because you never know if you're going to be able to be back in this game.
San Francisco's Brock Purdy has made it to the Super Bowl in just his second season and is still battling skeptics as much as opposing defenses.
There's not a lot of people that can come in and play the quarterback position well in the NFL. It's a hard job. So if you're saying that I'm a game manager and I don't look flashy in how I do it, I mean, that's your opinion, and that's okay. And at the end of the day, I want to do what it takes to help my team win.
NBA, Kyrie Irving returned to Brooklyn for the first time since the Nets traded him to Dallas a year and a day earlier. Kyrie led the Mavericks to a 119-107 victory over his former team, scoring 36 points and handing out 5 assists.
It's like any other basketball game, but it felt like being back. I felt like I was home tonight, getting here early, warming up. Just getting a good sense of the rims and the atmosphere, what it's going to be like, and just mentally preparing myself for the game.
A few miles away, the Knicks won for the 10th time in their last 11 games, beating the Grizzlies 123-113, but left the court with anything but a good feeling. New York had a 26-point lead with 9 minutes remaining, but the Grizzlies sliced it all the way down to 4 with 2 minutes left before Tom Thibodeau's team was able to stem the tide.
We built a big lead, and we didn't close it out as well as we should have, but getting the win is the most important thing. You just find a way to win.
The victory became even more melancholy when Jalen Brunson turned his ankle with 5.5 minutes to go, sitting out the rest of the game with an uncertain prognosis. Brunson scored 27 points while he played. Coming up, more NBA and NHL action and a big upset in college basketball. The NBA's two Florida teams met in Miami with first place on the line. Here's AP's Bruce Morton with which Sunshine State team shined brightly.
Miami moved into a tie with the Magic atop the Southeast Division by routing Orlando 121-95. Jimmy Butler led the Heat with 23 points and said on this night, selfless play made the difference.
Taking and making open shots, not being too unselfish, obviously guarding. Everybody else limiting their turnovers except for myself on sharing the basketball.
That selfless play resulted in 6 of Butler's teammates scoring in double digits. Both the Heat and Magic set the pace in their division, each at 27-24.
There is now a virtual 4-way tie for the lead in the Western Conference as the Timberwolves fell to the Bulls 129-123 and the Thunder lost to the Jazz 124-117 while the Nuggets and Clippers had the night off. All 4 teams are 19 games over 500. Also on the hardwood, the Suns eclipsed the Bucks 114-106, and the Pacers outscored the Rockets 132-129. NHL, where the Oilers lost, the longest winning streak belongs to the Stars, who made it 4 in a row with a 2-1 victory over the Sabres. The Devils scoring late topped the Avalanche 5-3. The Flyers edged the Panthers 2-1. The Penguins blanked the Jets 3-0. The Canadiens over the Capitals 5-2. The Canucks skated past the Hurricanes 3-2 as Elias Lindholm scored 2 goals in his first game with Vancouver. His former team, the Flames, surprised the Bruins 4-1 in Boston as Nazem Kadri assisted on 3 goals.
A pack of hyenas can take down a lion, you know, so that's the type of mentality that we need is playing as a team and everyone chipping in. And, you know, when we do that, we can accomplish great things.
College basketball, top-ranked UConn won its 11th straight game, doing it against Butler 71-62. Third-ranked North Carolina played at home against unranked Clemson and lost 80-76 as the Tigers' P.J. Hall had 25 points along with a go-ahead putback with 3:14 left, a satisfying win for Brad Brownell's team.
Probably as good a half as we've played all year was the first half. I think we're playing better than our ACC record, but I think our league is good, and I don't think it's getting the credit it deserves in some ways. And, you know, we haven't finished some games, and today we were able to do that.
Fifth-ranked Houston also played at home but won, taking down Oklahoma State 79-63, bouncing back from a loss on Saturday. Jamal Shedd led the Cougars with 23 points.
We needed the win. We needed it pretty bad. So I feel like everybody felt good about this one a little bit until the last probably 5 minutes. We could have did a lot better.
And in baseball, former MVP Jose Altuve signed a 5-year contract extension with the Astros that will take them through the 2029 season. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.